Just over 2 weeks away from the big event. That would be the Vocalist on August 8th, Monday night of the Lincoln County Fair. And it's creeping on up. It's the Vocalist Podcast with myself, Duke Dance, and Mr. David Kazare.
Well, good morning. Good afternoon, whatever the time zone is you're listening to this. Thank you for joining us here on the Vocalist podcast. Duke, you mentioned it just a couple of weeks away, and the excitement is building, especially I can imagine for our 8 contestants, because they're the ones that have to get on stage and sing for the $10,000 in front of Darcy Lynn, who's coming up here at the Lincoln County Fair, and just a few weeks away.
Just a few weeks away. Tickets available at thevocalistusa.com. That's thevocalistusa.com. It's been a while since we've recorded a podcast. The last time you and I were able to do one of these, we were actually on the road in New England. We just had visited the Gomez family, Jake Gomez, out in New York, and we were driving down the interstate, and we're like, hey, let's bust out a podcast. And so we did on my phone, and it was what it was.
It certainly was a mobile podcast, but it was good times. Yeah, you know, talk about this year being unique in the sense that we've got people from literally everywhere. The first time that we've had a contestant from outside the Rocky Mountain region join us in on this on this quest, and so that's gonna be kind of fun. And I'm just looking forward to the event, because we've got a lot of different perspectives, a lot of different contestants with all these unique backgrounds. It's gonna be a lot of fun.
I think the age range is as big as we've ever had as well, right? Obviously the geographics, the talent levels off the charts like it always is. But we've already had the chance to meet Jacob. We talked about him in the last podcast. We've already met Leo Cody. We talked about Leo in the last podcast. He's so good. Yeah. And we talked about Dusty Bagley. She's so good. Talked about her in the last podcast. Had a chance to meet all those individuals. And just recently, we had the chance to meet some more. So we thought we'd kind of go around the circle and tell you more about some of our contestants.
That's right. More contestants to talk about today, and including since the last time that we had a podcast, we also had the great new Vocalist Music Festival take place, and as part was the wild card competition, and kind of a curveball came in, Duke. We had a little bit of a change-up in that process. Typically, we take one contestant to be a part of the Vocalist. This year, we actually took two.
We did. We did take two. So, Kai Simpkins and Lindsay O'Brien, both were winners after the wildcard competition. So, both have punched their ticket to the $10,000 show. And both are really, really excited. We haven't had the chance to go see Kai yet, but we've known Kai for a couple of years because she's been a teen vocalist and has done some other things. And she's good. She just definitely deserves to be there. And Lindsay's kind of new, but we actually met with her earlier this week. Actually went and saw Lindsay at her home in right here in Star Valley. And she's awesome. Lindsay's just a positive person. That's what I like about her.
Yep, that's the word to describe her for sure. You know, she's amazing. If you did watch the wild card competition, perhaps you noticed that that she was sitting down during that entire performance. And she told us in the interview yesterday when we did this interview with her, she actually said, well, you know, that's not like me. I love to be up on stage. I love to perform. But she can't due to some health impairments she has right now, and I'll let her explain all that in the interview that's coming up to be released soon. But she has had some health concerns and been through a lot, Duke. And from one who I have a spouse who goes through a lot of health problems too. That's a really tough thing. The chronic health problems. It's hard. It's difficult because you can never feel like you can do 100%,
right?
You know, and you're always kind of waiting for the next wave of something to hit you. And but her positivity is out of this world. And I think that for me, that's one of the coolest things I noticed about Lindsay throughout this journey that I've been with her with the wild card and then getting to know her now with the competition coming up. She really just has this this persona that, you know what, it's going to be okay. Life can be terrible at times, but we're going to get through it. And I love that.
Absolutely. A full video from Lindsay's interview will be posted in the coming days to thevocalistusa.com. But in the meantime, how about a teaser?
Yeah.
Can we do a teaser? Yep. Here is part of our conversation with Lindsay O'Brien, one of our two wildcard contestants.
So being able to stay positive actually boils down to just one simple quote that I read actually just a few years ago. And that quote is, you cannot live a positive life with a negative mind. So to me, that just spoke so much to me, because I'm like, everything starts with your mind and your mindset. So if I'm sitting sitting here being the most negative I can be and just saying, why me, and pitying myself, then that's all I'm ever going to feel. And so it's really just not worth it. And also one thing that keeps me going with positivity is actually, this sounds like almost any parent would say, but it's actually my daughter. I don't want her to have to feel that secondhand negativity or having that type of energy in her home. Plus, it's really hard to be unhappy around that kid. So, yeah, that's just kind of what keeps me going, is mainly just my mindset and, of course, my daughter. And another quote that I've heard throughout my whole life, my mom told me it, and I hated it. I hated it. But now that I'm older, I love it. And she actually heard it from my grandpa, who he actually passed away when I was younger. But and I think that makes it a little bit more special to me. But he would always say, get up and get going, because it might make you feel better. So again, no use sticking on the couch and wallowing in self-pity when you know you can make your day better just by simply getting up and putting that smile on your face.
Can't say it any better than that.
No, you can't. Grandpa of Lindsay's saying some good words there. You know, get up and get going, because it might make you feel better. How true is that, right? I mean, it's not not possible for everybody, but I love that mindset. The mind is so powerful. And I think with Lindsay, I'm excited to see how far she'll go in this competition, because she has that naturally in her.
We'll see how it all plays out. Again, you can find Lindsay's full video from our interview later on at thevocalistusa.com. Not just Lindsay, but all of the contestants will have their own video posted there in the coming days leading up to the competition. So watch for those. Check them all out. Another contestant we had the chance to meet up with recently was another local boy from right here in Star Valley, Wyoming. He's the returner, the veteran, the experienced Daniel Lechner, back again this year.
Daniel Lechner, yeah, he coming back one more time. And, you know, it was tough last year for him, because for those who watched the show, you may remember this, but he came on stage, didn't have a voice. He literally lost his voice. And, you know, we talked a little bit about it when we interviewed him. And he's like, yeah, it was rough. and not only was it rough, he lost his voice, Duke, for a couple of months after the event as well.
He did.
He really didn't have a quote-unquote normal voice for him for a couple of months even afterwards. So that was rough. And I think for him, I can only imagine how frustrating that must have felt. You know, you and I, of course, we work in the voice world, where we talk a lot. And you went through this a little bit recently as well, right? You didn't have a voice.
Lost my voice for about 2 months myself recently. In fact, on the podcast, if you remember, I talked like this for like 3 months.
Yeah, it was like a smoker all the time.
It was bad. It was really bad.
But yeah, it's got to be frustrating and hard. But for him to come back and say, I want to do this one more time my way, just what a cool guy.
It's kind of unfinished business. I remember actually him, he was rehearsing the night before the competition last year.
Yeah.
And Jamie Hale, our voice coach that works with our contestants, you know, you want to be ready. And he was trying everything he could to sound good. You know, don't blow your voice out. And it was already gone, you know. And it was but he did his good as, I mean, his first round, you could tell it was so good, but then it was hard. It was hard. It was hard to watch. But here's part of our conversation with Daniel Lechner recently this morning on the Vocalist Podcast.
So my musical influences, I grew up, I had a couple years of vocal lessons that I did, and growing up with my family, it was very classical based. I sang a lot of classical music, a lot of opera pieces, and so I kind of centered myself in that. And I did that for a lot of years, and that was my go-to. That's what I always did. And in recent years, I have been attempting and trying to reach out to different genres and kind of find my own space where I'm at. And so with that, I've sung in some bluegrass bands, some country bands, some rock bands. Currently, I am in the B-side band as part of that, doing lead male vocals. And It's just fun to branch out. We do anything from 50s rock up to 2000s rock, and so it's really opened the stage for me to change genres. And I have a lot of musical theater influences as well, and so with that I branch out, and with that I'll sing anything. I'll basically sing anything but rap. I do a little bit of screamo sometimes. It's fun. I have a great scream, I think. I don't pull it out very often because I do like my voice, and I don't know how to do it perfectly to where I don't destroy my voice when I do it. So it's very far and in between. I won't be doing any of that in this competition. I've been advised against it. And so we'll avoid that and keep that out of the space. But I'll sing anything else. For example, I mean, for my last year, I did a more classical piece for the vocalist. For my audition tape, I did Billy Joel. And then I'm going to be doing a rock song and a country song for this upcoming competition.
Screamo voice. Don't you have a pretty good screamo voice, don't you, Dave?
No.
Don't you? All right, let's right now, you and I, let's have a screamo scream off. Are you ready? Let's do a screamo right. Scream off.
You get to go first.
I'm going to go first.
You get to go first.
I don't even know what screamo really is, to be honest. So I'm just going to do something and see if it's right. Are you ready?
All right, here goes.
I got to take a big deep breath. Yes, darling! Go, bro! Is that pretty good? Is that what it is? Is that what screamo is?
What was that?
That was my screamo.
What was that?
I got my voice back, so that was my screamo.
So, okay, you know what? When I hear screamo, when I think of screamo, I think of that song, Let the Bodies Hit the Floor. Let
oh, okay. The bodies is that hit what
the
it floor. Is?
Let the bodies
hit the... And then they go the all crazy?
I think I won.
Whoa, wavelengths.
Did I win?
Wavelengths off the charts. I don't think it recorded it. I don't think it recorded it. It just, it completely died.
It's just like, we're done. We're
killed
done.
It. You killed it.
Screamo.
At least it recorded mine. Even if it wasn't the real thing.
Heavens. Yeah, but you know, I'll tell you what. He said he's going to be singing some rock and some country.
Daniel did.
So not, you know, because Daniel's known for singing these classical pieces. But he's going to bust out something from the other side of things. He'll loose a little bit.
Looking forward to it. Daniel Lechner. You can find his video also in the coming days at thevocalistusa.com. The other two contestants we have the chance to meet recently, Dave, the sisters.
Oh, my God.
The Idaho Falls sisters. How fun was that?
Dude, you know, I'll tell you what right now. That was like top 10 coolest moments of my life was being able to hang out with those two sisters. You know, we mentioned this before. We had no idea these two were sisters when they tried out. And when they made it in, and then we found out they were later, and we're like, man, these are like two of the coolest sisters, the best friends, just so fun to hang out with. It was a great time.
And we find out later that they were also both contestants on America's Got Talent themselves little before Darcy Lynn's time. It was about 10 years ago, but they made it clear to the finals. They were top 10 in their season. And man, they can both of them can just flat out sing. I don't know if they can do screamo as well as you and I can. But other than that, they can sing.
Yeah, it's true. That's true. You know, for me, you know, I love watching their bond.
Yeah.
That's something that was just really cool for me to see. And I remember them talking about their relationship that they had. And it's just you get this sense of them that their family's just really tight.
Yeah.
They just have a really tight family. I think it was Christina who talked about kind of their family relations. And you can definitely sense that when you walked in their home, they were, you know, giving each other a hard time, but laughing, having a great, you know, just a good feeling together.
Well, Christina certainly was more the antagonist when it came to the jabs and the teasing. And
yes.
And here's part of Christina's, Christina Stutzman and her interview. She's the younger of the two sisters.
I think that the key ingredient to a family full of love, well, at least in our case, is the fact that we all have cystic fibrosis. I know that's kind of a weird ingredient, and I don't want everyone to have to go through that in order to feel love, but I think all being born with cystic fibrosis, my parents really made sure that we had the life that we wanted to live, because they knew maybe we wouldn't be here for a long time on this earth. So I think that they really focused on love, and what do my kids need, and I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure that they're happy. I think that's kind of the key in our family.
Gotcha. Very cool.
Yeah.
And you're the youngest, right?
Yes.
So what was it like growing up with cystic fibrosis, watching your three older siblings kind of go through it? Was that helpful for you? Because they've kind of been through what you're going through now.
Yeah. Watching my siblings grow up with cystic fibrosis, it was hard because I did see a lot of challenges and illness that maybe I myself had not reached yet. Because as you get older is how the disease kind of worsens. So it was hard to watch them suffer, but it was also nice to know that I had someone who like understood exactly what I was going through, because it was weird. I didn't know anyone else who had it. And being young, my parents always taught us, like, you're not different. Like, you are you're amazing the way you are. So honestly, growing up, I never thought about cystic fibrosis holding me back. And sometimes I'd forget that I even had it because I just never was raised to like dwell on that. So it was nice to have family to be there and support and look up to.
You know, we were talking about Lindsay and her positive outlook. Christina is one of the more like adamant, jokingly, you know, kind of teasing people I think we maybe have ever had on this show. Like she is not afraid to have some fun. And, you know, you talk about cystic fibrosis and the things that her and her whole family have gone through with that. It's really cool how positive they are through the whole thing, and actually how miraculous it is that they can even sing to begin with, and not just sing, but sing as well as they do.
Yeah, well, and Christina also mentions this in her interview, but she's a mom. And, you know, that's really not possible slash not really recommended for a lot of women with cystic fibrosis, but she is. And, you know, I think that's something that's really cool is the fact that they mentioned that message of, you know what, we're going to seize the day. We're going to do everything we can. We're going to have a good time, make people laugh. Just so inspiring to be around her and Allie. And I'll be honest, I laughed so dang hard, I got lightheaded. It was a great time.
It was a blast. Of course, Allie, the older sister, and here's a portion of her conversation she had with us.
Christina and I have sang together for 12 years, so it's going to be really interesting to compete against each other. But the best thing about us is we love each other. We are best friends, and while we get annoyed with each other because we're siblings, like she bugs me, but we just can let things roll off our shoulders. Like if Christina won the vocalist, I would be so happy. I would just be thrilled for her, so it doesn't really matter to me. I'm just grateful I get to do it with her.
Awesome. Is there any like trash talk going on?
Our big top trash talk.
Gramps.
Trash talk.
I'm not much of a trash talker, but Christina is. So she'll probably be trash talking me, but deep down I know she just loves me and wants me to win over her, so it doesn't even matter.
You know, I feel like that's kind of similar to your and I friendship, Dave. I know you tease me and you trash talk me and you put me down and belittle me all the time, but deep down I know you really care.
Do I really, though?
Man, I don't know.
No, it's so funny. You know, I was laughing because in that interview, you can kind of hear she turns to her grandpa or to her dad, calls him grandpa, right? She turns to her dad and says, well, what do you think? Is that true? I mean, there's a lot of trash talking. And he's like, oh yeah, there's a lot. You know? And then Christina starts chirping in the background, too. But yeah, you know, they have a great time. You know, something else they mentioned that they do together is they said that every day, I think they said every day, They go out to thrift stores. They go thrifting.
Yes.
Yeah, like, they go together.
And not just a couple, every day.
Yeah, every day they get up. Thing they do, they go out together, they go find, and they found some pretty cool things. They mentioned they found some things that are worth some good money, some stuff that's not worth anything, but just, you know, being able to look at it. But I just think it's kind of fun. They got a little tradition. They got some fun stuff they do together. And having them both to be contestants on this show, that's going to be so much fun to watch.
It absolutely will be. Just another little dynamic to this year's vocalist singing competition and a little taste of some of the videos that are being worked on, and we'll get in touch and be able to talk with Kai Simpkins in the coming days so we can play some of her audio as well. But Dave, from top to bottom, Leo, Allie, Dusty, Daniel, Christina, Jacob, Kai, and Lindsay, stacked show. And then you throw on top of that, oh yeah, Darcy Lynn's gonna be there.
Right.
She'll be performing with Petunia and company.
Yes.
She'll be doing their own show. And also we'll have Eric Dalton there as one of the judges, last year's winner. He just released a new song, by the way,
Indian
Summer.
Sounds so good.
It's available anywhere you listen to music online. Yeah. And maybe we'll get him to perform that song.
Maybe.
As part of the event.
Yeah, so I mean, you mentioned stacked, for sure. I was kind of laughing, though. We were talking about Darcy Lynn, right? And you're going to be doing an interview on the radio with her. And our executive producer, Dan, he asked, he's like, well, is she going to be bringing the puppets, Petunia? And,
yeah.
And we kind of laughed because we're like, well, it's the radio, no one's going to see. But I wonder if she will.
Maybe she will.
Maybe she has. I mean, because that's how it works, right? I mean, they got to be
Character. Darcy and the puppets.
Yeah.
It's got to be. She's a ventriloquist. So whether they're actually here, whether she's just making the voices, I don't know. But it's radio.
That's right.
That's the magic of it.
The magic of radio.
So Awesome. Yeah, tickets on sale now at thevocalistusa.com. Start getting those tickets. There are some seats still available, so don't hesitate to get them. They will be available at the gate as well, but highly encourage the advanced ticket sales, David, especially if you want those arena seating. Well, speaking of Darcy Lynn, you want to be up close to the stage.
Yeah.
Because she's a ventriloquist. That's kind of the whole magic of it. And she's so good at it. So get those arena seats.
Do it.
Bring your own camp chair.
Put wherever you want.
Snuggle on down and enjoy it.
That's what I would do. Of course, next best would be having a seat with an actual back to it. Yeah. And there's those two.
Yes.
Then you got that section. And then there's the little benchers. But as long as you're there, it's good.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. TheVocalistUSA.com. In 2 weeks plus a little. The countdown's on.
Yeah.
You ready?
I'm trying to get ready. I'm excited for it.
Me too.
How about you? You ready? You got your suit ordered?
I do. I have my suit ordered. In fact, I had to order it twice because apparently I don't know how to measure my own measurements, you know?
Was it like a big old tent on
you? It was pretty large. It was pretty large. And I do have someone here that can help me with a few adjustments. You know, every year I take the suit to her and she helps out. This year she's like, I can't do all that.
That's too much. That's a new suit is what you're asking me to do.
Pretty much. So I had to, you know, take it back and get another. Yeah. So, but it will take be two. Ready. It's different. Every year's a little different style.
Yeah.
And this is no exception.
Well, so. I got to find out what it is because it always messes with my cameras, right? So I never know what to expect.
Come on now.
Well, sometimes it's shiny. Sometimes the color's a little bit out of whack.
One time. It's the Vocalist Podcast. Duke Gantz, David Kazare. Can't wait to see you at the Lincoln County Fairgrounds in Afton, Wyoming, August 8th. Get those tickets at thevocalistusa.com.